This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. It is hard to fully comprehend the legacy of the Apostle Paul. Probably the best way to understand the full impact of his life is to read his letters found in the New Testament. They provide the long-term legacy as people searching for the truth have read them down through the centuries and had their lives transformed by what he wrote. The first letter he wrote was Galatians, in which he explains the truth he is best known for, "The just shall live by faith." Being justified, the believer is free. This freedom is to be understood as responsible freedom. Paul declares that we are created to enjoy spiritual liberty, freedom from legalism, license, and laziness, freedom which expresses itself in loving labor. We are saved to serve, liberated to labor, freed to fulfill the law of Christ. It is one thing to accept the free gift of eternal life by faith. Then, when we live out that new life, there is a natural tendency to think we need to work hard at maintaining our relationship with Christ. That's what happened to the Christians he was addressing in Galatians. Paul questions them, "Did you receive the Spirit by observing the law or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish?" As he continues, he points out that the principle of faith is key to salvation and also sanctification, that is, your growth as a believer. He summarizes this truth in 5:13. "You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love." He crystallizes this truth by declaring that Christian maturity is really the fruit of the Holy Spirit.